Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of the Charles Schwab Corporation, ticker SHW, one of the biggest names in the financial services space. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about this powerhouse, I've got you covered with everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's break this down together. All right, let's start with a quick overview of what we're getting into. Charles Schwab isn't just another brokerage firm. It's a giant in wealth management, banking, and asset management with a massive footprint in the U.S. and beyond. I'm going to walk you through their business model, dive into their latest earnings, analyze their financial health, and even run some numbers on whether the stock is undervalued or overpriced right now. By the end of this video, you'll have a clear picture of whether SCHW deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's get started. So who is Charles Schwab? Founded in 1971 and headquartered in Westlake, Texas, this company has grown into a titan in the financial services industry. They're known for providing wealth management, securities brokerage, banking, and custody services to millions of clients. With over 32,000 employees, Schwab operates not just in the U.S., but also in places like Puerto Rico, the U.K., Hong Kong, and Singapore. Their mission has always been about making investing accessible, and they've been a pioneer in low-cost trading and innovative financial products. Under the leadership of CEO Richard Andrew Worster, they've continued to expand their reach, especially after big moves like the acquisition of TD Ameritrade. This isn't a small player. Schwab's market cap sits at a whopping $161 billion, and they're a key name in the financial services sector. Now let's talk money, specifically Schwab's revenue streams. For the fiscal year 2025, the company reported total revenue of $27.7 billion, which is a solid jump from $26 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segments, their investor services division brought in nearly $19 billion, catering to individual investors with brokerage accounts and financial planning tools. Meanwhile, the advisor services segment, which supports independent investment advisors, contributed about $4.9 billion. It's clear that Schwab's bread and butter is serving everyday investors, but their advisor business is a critical growth area as well. This diversified revenue base helps them weather fluctuations in any single market or client type, which is a big plus for stability. Moving on to earnings, Schwab has been posting some impressive numbers. In their most recent full-year results for 2025, they reported a net income of 8.85 cents billion, translating to an earnings per share of 4.68 cents. That's a significant leap from 5.94 billioners and 3S EPS in 2024. Looking at trends, their net income has grown consistently over the past few years, from $5.7 billion in 2023 to this latest figure. This growth signals strong operational efficiency and an ability to capitalize on market conditions, especially with rising interest income in a higher rate environment. Investors should be pleased with this trajectory, as it shows Schwab is not just maintaining, but accelerating profitability. Let's also take a look at some insights from their latest spring business update for Q1 2026. Management highlighted record financial results for the quarter, pointing to strong client engagement and growth in assets under management. They emphasized their focus on expanding digital tools to enhance user experience, which is key in staying competitive with fintech disruptors. Additionally, Schwab is doubling down on integrating their platforms post-TD Ameritrade merger to drive cost synergies and improve client retention. The tone was optimistic, with leadership expressing confidence in navigating market volatility while continuing to grow their wealth management offerings. This kind of strategic clarity from the top is reassuring for long-term investors. Diving into the financial statements, let's break down Schwab's balance sheet and key metrics. As of the end of 2025, total assets stood at $491 billion, with cash and cash equivalents at a modest $292 million, though this is a bit lower compared to prior years like 2024's $42 billion due to reinvestment strategies. Total liabilities are high at $765 million, but that's typical for a financial institution managing vast client deposits and loans. Their debt-to-equity ratio is reasonable at 0.645, suggesting they're not over-leveraged. On the profitability front, return on equity is a solid 17.9%, and their net profit margin is an impressive 31.9%, showing they're converting a good chunk of revenue into actual profit. Looking at cash flows, free cash flow for 2024 was $2.5 billion, which gives them flexibility for dividends, buybacks, or reinvestment. Overall, the financial health here looks robust for a company of this scale in the capital market space. Now let's tackle valuation. At the current stock price of around $92.28, Schwab's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is about 18.97, which is below the industry average of 110 for financial capital markets. This suggests the stock might be undervalued compared to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 6.00, which is on the higher side, reflecting strong market confidence in future growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 19.25 for 2025, dropping to 15.63 by 2026, indicating expectations of continued earnings growth. From a relative valuation perspective, Schwab seems reasonably priced, especially when you factor in their consistent revenue and profit growth. All right, let's do a quick SWOT analysis to size up Schwab's position. Starting with strengths, they've got a massive scale with a trusted brand name and a huge client base. Think billions in assets under management. Their diversified services, from brokerage to banking, give them multiple revenue streams. On the weakness side, they face intense competition from both traditional players like Morgan Stanley and fintech upstarts like Robinhood. Regulatory pressures in the financial sector can also weigh on margins. For opportunities, the growing demand for wealth management as more people invest for retirement is a big tailwind, and their digital transformation efforts position them well to capture younger investors. Finally, threats include market volatility, which can impact trading volumes, and rising interest rates, potentially squeezing their net interest margins if not managed carefully. Overall, Schwab's strengths and opportunities seem to outweigh the risks, but competition is something to watch. Let's check out Schwab's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down slightly by 0.03%, and over the last month, it's taken a hit of about 6.89%. However, zoom out to the past year, and you've got a solid gain of 14.91%. Over 5 years, SCU has delivered a 49.37% return, which is impressive for a financial stock. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the past year, Schwab is outperforming, though it's lagged a bit in the shorter term. Looking at the chart, there's some volatility, but the long-term trend remains upward. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on support levels around $85. Could be a buying opportunity if it dips there with positive catalysts like strong earnings. Now, for the intrinsic value analysis, I want to run some numbers using a discounted cash flow model. But I need to add a big caveat here, since Schwab is a financial institution. DCF isn't the ideal method for valuing banks or brokerage firms like Schwab because their business model revolves around managing deposits and loans rather than generating traditional free cash flows. DCF relies heavily on free cash flow projections, which don't translate as cleanly to this sector. Better methods for valuing Schwab would be price-to-earnings, price-to-book ratios, or even dividend discount models, which I've already touched on with the PE analysis. That said, let's look at a DCF estimate for curiosity's sake, keeping in mind this limitation. Using standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, a pre-generated DCF valuation pegs Schwab's intrinsic value at around $16.45 per share, which is far below the current price of $92.28. However, another snapshot value from the same model suggests a fair value closer to $75.11. Again, take these with a grain of salt for a company like Schwab because of the DCF limitations I mentioned. Personally, I'd lean more on the relative valuation metrics like PE and PB ratios, which suggest the stock is closer to fair value or slightly undervalued compared to industry peers. So what's the bottom line on Charles Schwab? This is a company with strong fundamentals, impressive earnings growth, and a solid position in a competitive industry. their valuation looks reasonable compared to peers, and while short-term price dips might offer entry points, the long-term outlook remains positive thanks to their scale and strategic moves like digital innovation and acquisitions. That said, keep an eye on competitive pressures and macroeconomic factors like interest rates. If you're a long-term investor, Schwab could be a steady addition to your portfolio, especially if you believe in the growth of wealth management services. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. Do you own Spustro, or are you waiting for a better price? If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more deep dives, and hit the bell so you don't miss my next video. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.